Hello, friends. Thanks for coming back to the TMD podcast, the Trending Moments Digest. It is a look at what's been trending online this week. We're back from a hiatus. These are some clips from the radio program. This week in solid gold toilets.
What?
The toilet that was stolen from a museum this past week. This toilet is solid gold, for real. It was at the Guggenheim Museum for a while, which I have heard of this museum. I don't, a little, so, I mean, it seems legit is all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that, then it moved to this museum in London, and how it worked, it was, the artist was making a statement about, you know, whether you eat at a fancy restaurant and spend hundreds of dollars on your meal, or you get a $2 hot dog at the gas station, one thing makes us all equal. Once the food is digested. And so that was the statement of the solid gold toilet, right? You see, I don't have to explain that more, do I?
No. I think it's, yeah.
So how the art exhibit worked in London was you would book a, you could book a 3-minute appointment to use the solid gold toilet. So it was a functioning toilet art exhibit. And somebody stole it. Somebody, I mean, it's worth a lot of money. It's solid gold toilet.
Sure.
Somebody booked their 3 minutes or whatever and unhooked that thing. Which, I mean, both you and I have had to install toilets. We're not professional plumbers, but the taking it apart and getting it out, that was the easy part. You know? Like, all I'm saying is it was just secured down like a normal toilet with two bolts.
I've got a couple of points. One, I think it takes that they're looking for a certain kind of individual who can pull off a toilet heist, not physically, psychologically.
That's true.
Second of all, I mean, if you're gonna have, you know what? This is a larger point. I think maybe we should wait.
Okay. We'll come back to it.
To be continued.
If you want to read about the toilet heist, click the Scotty and Tony blog. All right, we talked about this. It was in the news this week. This solid gold toilet, which was an art exhibit, but a functioning toilet, was stolen from a museum. Very valuable solid gold toilet stolen from a museum this week in London. First, Tony's point is, like a guy like me, I'm a germaphobe. I'm not stealing that toilet.
Doesn't matter what it's made of. It could be made of cheese, and you're still not laying a finger on it.
Don't get me started on cheese toilets again.
Okay, all right.
You know that's a trigger.
Yeah, sorry.
So what? You had a point to make. We ran out of time.
Well, I'm no security expert, but I do consider myself to be somewhat of a bathroom expert. That aside, I don't understand why you've got the real, I know this is an art exhibit and you're doing this thing and it's, you know, people are booking, they're buying, paying to sit on and use the gold toilet.
Yeah.
It's art, I guess. I don't understand art a lot of the times, but if you say it's art, okay, it's art. I don't understand why they had the real gold toilet there. I say I'm going to put a gold toilet in. I keep the gold toilet in the safe, and I put a toilet there that's spray-painted gold, but it's just a regular toilet. That way, people feel like, you know, the spirit of it is still there. Hey, I took a dump on a gold toilet.
Oh, come on.
But
why did you, what?
I'm just saying that if you're going to try and get insurance, probably, you know, nobody's going to be able to insure a gold toilet again ever.
So now you're an art forger as well.
Oh, okay.
I've got a soundbite here. This one is a wild story. This lady in the news.
When I woke up and it was not on my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my stomach. I was really happy because I don't know if I'd ever be able to look at it and appreciate it in the same way if I had to search for it. I feel very...
Talking about, this is a lady who trended in the news this week after she swallowed her engagement ring. She had a dream that somebody broke into the house and they were trying to steal the ring. So in her dream, she swallowed it to protect it. And then she woke up, she didn't have it on her finger and she knew.
She sleep ate her engagement ring.
Sleep eater of an engagement ring. And then she's talking about the other part of the deal was like, I don't, she's like a germaphobe, I think, like me. Because surgeons got the ring out, or doctors were able to get the ring out. I don't know if you call it surgery, but I think they went in with the scope. And she was like, if that would have came out of my body the natural way, I would never wear my engagement ring again, probably. So
it's also very dangerous. I mean, depending on...
You know what? Serious, you're right. They had to go in and get that.
I knew a guy one time who he was eating his wife's McCain cakes, and he blamed... He tried to use the excuse that he was sleep eating.
Oh, it's a serious, serious thing.
Until she caught him one night awake eating her McCain cakes.
What?
And
who? Where am I, honey? What happened? Jeez. Thank you for your notes. If you ever want to get us, the Scotty and Tony blog has all our contact info, but we talked about this solid gold toilet that was stolen, a functioning toilet stolen from a museum, and somebody pointed out, somebody inboxed us. I don't always agree with the stuff you talk about, but that last bit was solid gold. So.
And it's the one case where neither one of us can disagree. I mean, although if you had also said, you know, hey, that bit stink.
Yeah.
Was stinky,
that
fellas.
Was stinky. What a load of. Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah. What will the next solid gold thing be from this artist? Solid gold bidet is the number one guess, but we're not sure. They're working on something, I bet. But what direction would you go if you're the solid gold toilet artist and the toilet's been heisted? Where are you going with it? Solid gold. Solid gold bidet, it seems like too obvious.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I do you limit yourself to the bathroom?
I feel like this artist may want to branch out. Maybe in. I see.
It's yeah. I mean, it's okay to have a number one thing, but you should also have a number two.
Jeez. I don't know how to. Like, this is a terrible thing. You know how sometimes it's something terrible, but it's also funny.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh yeah. Okay. Like, yes.
So. This guy in the news this week, he's in his 20s. He lives in California. And he lives with his parents. His parents, they're like, hey, we're all going to the county fair. And he so badly did not want to go to the county fair with his folks. But I guess he did not have any sort of... He just couldn't say it to them or something.
Couldn't just say, I don't want to go?
Yeah. So he called in a fake report. Not a bomb scare. I think it was like he called in a threat of some sort. And authority is very serious, right? This fellow will do jail time now. So the authorities all go to the county fair and, evacuate people or whatever, the L.A. County Fair, and they determine there's no real threat. They trace it back. They bring the guy in, and he's like, I really didn't want to go to the fair with my parents.
Oh,
now he's going to have a new place to stay in jail. What kind of relationship?
Good news, Mom and Dad, I'm moving out.
I'm moving out. I don't know what to... How are we supposed to jump into this? Should I play the commercial first? This is the commercial for an actual product Philadelphia Cream Cheese has put out. This week, this went viral.
Good morning.
Mom, we're out of bagels.
Oh, are we?
This is the mom pulls out this device called the Bagel Vat, which you could really, I think it's sold out now, but it was like a real product. How would you describe it? You've seen it. It was like a hole punch.
Yeah, I guess a hole punch for food. So you can either put a hole in something Or I guess you could also like get bite-sized pieces of something.
They advertise it as if you're out of bagels, you can make anything a bagel using the Bagel Vat by Philadelphia Cream Cheese.
And what do they show? They show one slice of bread.
Yeah.
Like just regular bread.
With a hole in the middle. It was funny. I mean, I like it when brands do quirky stuff like that just to be funny. But then we were like, the theme song was going to be Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John.
Yeah.
We were going to break into song.
Yeah. But
now I'm losing my gumption.
Don't want to do the jingle now. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
As I live and breathe, it's Philadelphia cream cheese. Pew, pew, pew. Wrapping it up there, the Trending Moments Digest. If you want show notes or podcast info, please click ScottyandTony.com. Thanks again for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.